What's up, y'all? It's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope you're staying encouraged in the Lord, you and your family. And on tonight's episode, we continue the discussion as we just continue on meditating throughout this month of May, Psalm 24, Ascending to the Mountain of the Lord. And so on tonight's episode, we continue the discussion by really focusing on verses 4 to 5. And so if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open it to Psalm 24, verses 4 to 5, and this is what it says: "The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god." Verse 5, "They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior." Such, I'm gonna pause right there. We don't need to go ahead and read verse 6. And so we just read now verses 4 to 5. I'm gonna quickly go ahead and read them once more. "The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god." Verse 5, "They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior." Now, I want us in verse 4 to pay attention to these two phrases: clean hands, right? And then pure heart. Clean hands, pure heart. Now, we understand, right? I made a mention of this in the previous episodes. We understand to us, right? Because we are, again, under this new covenant, because, again, Jesus Christ is our Redeemer who lives, to us, we don't necessarily need to ascend to a physical mountain, right? To be able to commune with the Lord, to be able to ascend, to reach the Lord where he is. We are able to do this in spirit, right? We are able to do this in spirit because of the sacrifice that Jesus gave us, right? Because Jesus died on the cross, he allowed us now to have full access unto God. So what does it mean in this context, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart? From what we know, none of us was deemed good or without sin in the eyes of God. And this is why Jesus had to come, so that we could be made righteous in the eyes of God. And so because we are children of God, we then now carry the righteousness of Jesus, right? Now, just because we carry the righteousness of Jesus does not mean that when we are ascending to the mountain of the Lord, that we need to do it with a posture that is not acceptable to the Lord. What do I mean by that? For example, you know, when we are ascending to the mountain of the Lord, one of the first things that we need to do is make sure that we are doing prayers of confession, prayers of repentance. And I want us to quickly, as I mentioned that, I want us to quickly go ahead to Psalm 51. And I'm going to be getting a few verses from Psalm 51 to really highlight to you the position that the Lord wants us to take, right? The heart posture that the Lord wants us to have when we are ascending to his mountain. And how can we, in fact, make our hands clean and our hearts pure when we're ascending to his mountain? Again, we understand we now have the righteousness of Christ Jesus, but there is still a prerequisite we ought to have. And Psalm 51 is one of, you know, one of the good examples from the Bible that I see that we can implement as we are continuously, you know, seeking the Lord and even going deeper in seeking him in this month of May, and not just in this month of May, as I've said before, but forevermore. But when you're hearing of the word ascending, it means to go higher. And for you to go higher, that also means you need to go deeper. You need to go deeper in your devotion, and you need to go deeper when it comes to the way that you are indeed connecting with the Lord, fellowshipping with him. And so this psalm was written by David. And hear what David says in Psalm 51, verse 1 to 2. He says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin." Amen. And so when we are trying to ascend to the mountain of the Lord, one of the main things that we need to do to make sure that our hearts are pure and our hands are clean is that we need to say to God prayers of confession and prayers of repentance. Prayers of confession and prayers of repentance. Why is this important? When you do this, you then now have made yourself humble before the Lord. You then now have given God even access, right, to empty you, to remove whatever that is in you that is not right in his sight, that is not right in accordance to his word. When you have done this, God sees now your intent truly is to be, it's to be pure. Your intent is to be right with him. And because you have done this, God, he is going to make sure that he does the inner work that he needs to do to make sure that, again, you are right with him. You're producing good fruits and you're mirroring his son. You're mirroring our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, we can approach the throne room of God, right? The throne of grace with our frustrations, with our concerns. There's nothing wrong with that. But again, when you're wanting to ascend, when you're wanting to have a deeper fellowship with the Lord, this is going to require you to as well do more sacrifices. That may mean, again, spending more time in prayer. That may mean spending more time in his word. And that may mean you as well, before you bring your request to the Lord, before you tell God your concerns, that may mean for you to even spend perhaps the first 15 minutes, 30 minutes of your prayer time just simply confessing to him and repenting to him and saying, just as David says, you know, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. And why is this important? It's because, just like we said in last week's episode, you know, God is a holy God. He is supreme and he is holy. And he himself, he says in his word, be ye holy because I am holy, right? And so all throughout the Old Testament, you would see that the people, every time when they wanted indeed to seek God's favor or to seek justice, right, from the Lord, from their enemies, one of the first things that they would do, that they would make sure to, again, repent of their sins unto the Lord, confess of their sins unto the Lord, and ask God, again, to forgive them of their iniquities. So they would do what? They would consecrate themselves. They would fast. They would, offer burnt offerings. But praise the Lord, we don't have to offer burnt offerings. We have Jesus as our ultimate atonement. But however, we are still able to come before God and ask God to search our hearts and repent unto him and confess of our sins. As we're doing this, he is faithful, right, and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the beauty of the matter is, when God does this, this is now when you are found pure, right, in his sight. This is now when you see that your hands are clean and your heart is pure. You are not the one that's going to clean your own hands. You're not the one that's going to purify your own heart. The only way your hands and your hearts can be clean and purified is what? Is in the presence of the Lord. The only ways your hands and your heart can be purified is when, in fact, you're letting God know, again, you know, perhaps, Lord, there's certain things in my heart that is not pleasing unto you, that is impure. Remove it, Lord. I repent of it. Do not hold this against me. Make my heart be like yours. So this is a way that we are able to then now have a pure heart and a clean hands. And one of the other ways we're able to do this, right? Let's quickly go ahead and go down here to verse 10. Before I go to verse 10, look what David says in verse 7 in Psalm 51. He says to the Lord, cleanse me with hyssop or hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Again, this just solidified what I said earlier. It is only God. It is only God that could do the cleansing, right? Our role, our job is to what? Is to come into his presence. It's to come into his presence to be cleaned. But it's to as well admit to the Lord and say to the Lord, Lord, here I am. I am not one to say that I'm without sin, because your word says none is without sin. And so, Lord God, I bring before you these prayers of confessions and repentance, and remove far from me, Lord God, whatever, Lord God, that is not in your will for my life. And David, he had the wisdom to understand and recognize the only way he would be clean is by asking God to clean him, right? And so this is the number one key right there. Ask God to clean you. And you asking God to clean you, God is faithful to clean you. But as well, you have to be humble enough to admit where you need to be clean, right? You have to be humble enough to let God know that you too want to be clean. Amen. Let's quickly now go down to verse 10. This is what David says here in verse 10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Create in me a pure heart. Remember what we just read in Psalm 24, verse 4. It says that those who are able to ascend to the mountain of the Lord are the ones with what? Clean hands and a pure heart. So how is your heart going to be pure one more time? By coming to the Lord, asking him to purify your heart. And one way that you're able to have your heart purified is to first confess again of your wrongdoings. This shows God that you're serious. You're not playing around. There's a lot of people, they're not confessing to God of their wrongdoing because, unfortunately, there's still many people right now in this earth. They're walking without the Lord in this life. And so they're not coming to the presence of God like David is coming to the presence of God and asking God for his heart to be purified. They're not coming. But will you come, you who's listening to this podcast, and ask God to purify your heart? If you have that measure of conviction and of humility that shows that indeed you're serious about the matter, and God is able to see that as well, and he is faithful to do that for you. Now let's go ahead and go back to Psalm 24. I just wanted to go ahead and just share these verses with you in Psalm 51. Again, for your own study, your own reference, you can go ahead and highlight in your Bibles Psalm 51 verse 1 to 2, Psalm 51 verse 7, and as well as Psalm 51 verse 10. Let's go ahead and just read again verse 4, but the latter portion of verse 4, it says, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false idol? Now, this is important because, again, it reminds me of the scripture which says, you know, you serve a jealous God. All right. You serve a jealous God. And this means that God does not want to share your heart with anyone. It's not to say that God doesn't want you to be loving and caring towards other people and so forth. It does not mean that God doesn't want you to enjoy your life. It just means that God, he wants to be the God of your life. He doesn't want an idol to become. He doesn't want you to now make an idol become a God in your life. He wants to be the only God. This is why another scripture says, you know, you can only serve one master. You can't serve two. You can't serve God and mammon. Mammon means money, but mammon could also means power. Mammon as well, although specifically it doesn't mean what I'm going to say next, but mammon could be your own ambitions, right? That is not even in alignment with God's will. And so it's telling us, the one who is able to ascend the mountain of the Lord has to be someone who's completely devoted to the Lord. And so even as you are ascending the mountain of the Lord, while you're doing these prayers of confession and repentance, you should be saying, Lord, if I have any idols in my heart, you know, I cast out those idols. And if I'm unable to see such idols, then open my eyes so that I may see them. But as of this day, Lord, I only see you only as my one true living God. And so God wants you to put your full trust in him. He doesn't want you to have an idol. He doesn't want me to have an idol. And this is important because it now shows the Lord that you're wanting him to have your undivided attention. You see, those who are ascending to the mountain of the Lord, they are one who have an undivided attention to God. They're not looking to the left. They're not looking to the right. They have decided indeed that they are going to have a laser sharp focus. And you know, this is important because at times when you have made that decision to go deeper to the, you know, go deeper in the Lord, you will then now see that it's as if, you know, certain distractions are increasing in your life. But even if they are, you have to indeed come to this place where you say, you know what, God deserves my undivided attention, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that I give him my undivided attention. Amen. And so that can mean, again, if you know that you have to, you know, pause a subscription for this time being, whether that be Netflix or whether that be, you know, whatever it is that you see that is taking a lot of the time that you could have used, much of the time, excuse me, that you could have used to be spending in the Word of God, right? And so you have to sacrifice something, right, in order for you to be able to go deeper, in order for you to ascend to the mountain of the Lord. Amen. Now, what does verse 5 say again? They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, their Savior. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, their Savior. God himself in scripture, he says he does not ask anyone to seek him in vain. Again, in scripture, we read that again, the Lord is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, right? And so this means that although you are ascending to the mountain of the Lord because you love God and you want to spend more time with him, you want to grow more as well spiritually. You want God's will for your life. You want to know what it is. You want to be, again, closely connected to God, right with God, right? You want to please God. You want to know what's in his heart. Although that's what you want, right? You're ascending the mountain of the Lord for that. Although that's what you want, God in his nature, although he knows, in fact, that is what you want, he's still going to go ahead and bless you with what you didn't even ask for. And this is what verse 5 is talking about. They will receive blessing from the Lord. It didn't say, you see, pay attention to what this author is saying, right? In Psalm 24. It's not saying that an individual was ascending to the mountain of the Lord because they were in need of a thing. It wasn't saying that at all. As a matter of fact, the whole positioning of this psalm, like we mentioned, is to illustrate to us the magnitude of God, is to illustrate to us how wealthy God is, how powerful God is, how supreme God is. It's letting us know the God that we serve, right? But it's not saying that an individual is ascending to the mountain of the Lord for a particular blessing that they're in need of. No, but it's just saying here in verse 5, they will receive a blessing from the Lord. And so again, that means no time that you are spending on the mountain of the Lord is wasted. God is going to meet you. God is going to bless you. You are not going to leave empty-handed. And it continues in verse 5 by saying, and vindication from God their Father. What does the word vindication mean? Vindication means justification. Vindication means that God, he is going to make right the wrongs in your life. And so even if, for example, a person might have not had a good track record, but if that person comes to the Lord in humility, and like we read what David said in Psalm 51, and asks God to wash away his iniquities and to blot out his transgressions, God is able to transform that life, that God is able to transform that individual and justify that individual. And this is what he did for us when Jesus died on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross and he resurrected, that brought forth our justification. Although we were wrong and dead in sin, God made us righteous in Christ. He justified us to the point as if we'd never sinned to begin with, right? And so when Jesus sees us, when God sees us just as he sees his son, Jesus Christ, blameless and spotless. And so when you are one who are positioning yourself to ascend to the mountain of the Lord, and once you do reach that magnitude, right? Once you do reach the mountain of the Lord, God, he sees again, he sees your heart posture, he sees your intent, he sees your motives, and that just touches the heart of God. And God now sees you, wow, I'm going to vindicate this child. I'm going to transform this child. I'm going to make sure that this child receives justice, that this individual receives my favor, receives my help, because yet again, No one leaves empty-handed when they are ascending to the mountain of the Lord, when they are ascending to the presence of God, when they're ascending to the holies of holies. How many of you are in need of vindication? How many of you are in need of a blessing? Again, I want to encourage you. You making the decision to continue to consecrate yourself before the Lord in this season, before the Lord in this month of May, it is not in vain. God is taking note of this. God is taking note of this. And I want all of us to be aware of this. The main thing that is important to get out of this month of May and of the messages that we have just been posting thus far is that the biggest blessing you can receive is not what you can hold in your hands, is not even what you can see with your physical eyes. The biggest blessing is the inner work that the Lord is doing within you. The biggest blessing is when you in fact see that God, he is making you day by day more like Jesus. Day by day, God is completely, sanctifying you through and through. Day by day, God is changing your taste, right? He's changing your taste so that you can love the things that he loves, so that you can do what he wants you to do, not what other people wants you to do, not what the world wants you to do, and definitely not what even your flesh wants you to do. Day by day, what God is doing as well, he is increasing your spirit and he is crucifying your flesh to the point where you are now made an instrument, a vessel that he can use. You now see yourself as just an instrument in his hands. And you're now more willing to allow him to do as he pleases with you. I'm going to say this again. You are now more willing to allow him to do as he pleases with you. You don't mind whatever position that God wants you to have. You don't mind whatever title that God wants you to have. You don't mind whatever assignment God wants you to have. You just want whatever it is that the Lord wants you to do. And that is the biggest blessing. The more you ascend to the mountain of the Lord, the more indeed you become more like Jesus in every way. And the more prepared you are to as well do whatever it is that the Lord has you to do. The more that you're ascending to the mountain of the Lord, in other words, the more that you're growing deeper in your devotion to him and submitting yourself to him, the more you see that you have no fear in anything and anyone but him alone. And that is a holy and healthy fear that you have. And you don't want to please no one more than him. And so I just pray that throughout this weekend, you continue to meditate on Psalm 24. I want you to go ahead, if you have to, go ahead and re-listen to the previous episodes, and as well as including this episode that you're listening to right now. And if you were blessed by this episode, I want you to go ahead and share it as well with a friend. But quickly before I go, there's such a important scripture that I want to also leave you with, right? As we are just again positioning ourselves to have a pure heart and a clean hand so that we could continue, right, to ascend to the mountain of the Lord. And this is coming from John 15, verse 3. And this is what Jesus said to his disciples. This is what Jesus said to his disciples as he was just giving them further instructions on how they ought to be before he knew that he was going to again. He was going to go to the tomb very soon. He was going to go and die for our sins. This is some of the things that he said to the disciples. And this is again, John 15, verse 3. He says to them, "You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you." And speaking of which, I want you to go ahead this weekend as well. These will be the suggested readings for you. Go ahead and read John chapter 12 to 15. Go ahead and read John chapter 12 to 15. At least I'd say John 13 to 15. Yeah, go ahead and read John 13 to 15. And so again, Jesus says, "You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you." That is powerful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Literally, they didn't do anything yet, but yet Jesus said, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. What does this mean? That reminds me as well of Psalm 119. It says, how can a young man keep his ways pure? And it says, again, by meditating on the word of the Lord, by keeping the word of God, right? And so that reminded me of that psalm, John 15, verse 3. And it's powerful because it shows you again, it is God who is able to clean you. And it is God's own word that is able to clean you, that is able to sanctify you as well. Because we understand that God too is his word. God is his word. And so the more that you are reading the scriptures, the more that you're reading passages such as Psalm 24, this is a method that God himself, he uses to sanctify you. He uses to cleanse you and make sure that your heart is pure. So how can your heart be pure? How can your hand be clean? It's as well listening to the word that the Lord has already spoken, which is his written word, and believing his word. And this is why even Jesus again says, you will be free when you hear the truth, right? Because the truth sets you free. What is the truth? The word of God. And the more that you listen to the word of God, you meditate on it, you live by it, you will be clean. But I love what he says to Peter, Jesus, in this scripture, John 15, verse 3. He says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. So keep that in mind as you again are consecrating yourself before the Lord. And that is all, y'all. I hope that you tune in for next week's episode. Until next time, this was JLP. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Peace out. Take care.